Boy, Master sure is in a good mood today.
Hello, Jerry. Isn't it a lovely day?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, big guy.
You know, I bet your female master rubbed his belly this morning. Yeah, he's got kind of that, you just spent 20 minutes rubbing my nut roof, and I did absolutely nothing for you in return, strut about him.
Hey, Jerry, hey, look what I can do.
Well, looky there. You mooned me, master. Good one.
Yes, sir. That's one satisfied customer right there. Or maybe it's that smelly water he drinks from the brown bottles that makes him so happy. Usually the earlier in the day he starts drinking from those brown bottles, the better his mood.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no what-what.
Well, that seals it then. Master's singing Kanye, which means either he won the lottery, or finally, after all those years of fan mail, he's finally getting to meet Chuck Woolery.
Excuse me, Jerry, but I think you're sitting on the remote. It's 6 a.m., you know. Super Bowl pregame starts any minute.
Wow. You couldn't know this because you're listening on radio? But can I tell you that my butthole was right on top of that remote? And I didn't even flinch. I mean, it must have been there for hours because I'd forgotten it was even there.
Yes, sir, Jerry, Super Bowl Sunday. There ain't nothing like it.
Really? No. It can't be better than, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Master, someone's at the door. Trust me, I know it sounds crazy, but here, look, get this. Over the years, I've been able to detect this sort of thing. When that bell rings, there's always someone at the door. I guarantee you there's someone at the door. Come on, Master, answer it. Answer it. Trust me.
Okay, boy, I'm getting the door. Calm down.
Uh-huh. Now watch. It's going to be great. There will be somebody on the other side of that door.
Hey, Jerry! Happy Super Bowl, boy! And go Pink!
Jerry! You accidentally slammed the door in Timmy's face!
Yeah, accidentally! You keep telling yourself that.
Hey, Timmy! Hey, neato Patriots helmet and visor! Come on in! Say, where's your dad?
Uncle Walter, I believe they call it smoothing it over with the old ball and chain.
Your mom still got him on a pretty short leash, does she?
Does Jamie Lynn Spears put out?
Well, I hope he doesn't wait long. Kickoff's not but 12 hours away. I'd hate for him to miss an inspiring feature on the wife of a player no one's ever heard of. I mean, what if... Jerry, get your butt back off the remote!
Well, how else am I supposed to turn it to L.A. Inc.? I like that show.
Hey, Jerry! I haven't seen you ever! Come here, boy!
No!
Did you know whose football jersey I'm wearing, boy?
Sure, Timmy. Because between burying bones in the yard and chasing cars, we dogs always find time to play fantasy football.
Why, this is the jersey of the great Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback who ever lived. Did you know, Jerry, that with his precision passing and his sniper-like patience, Tom Brady is gunning for his fourth Super Bowl ring today? Let's see, how can I put this so a dog might understand? I got it. Tom Brady is to football what Captain Dillon Hunt is to the Andromeda Galaxy.
Well, sure, he's good, Timmy, but he's no Chuck Woolery.
I never thought I'd say this. But now I wish I'd gone to church with female master.
Timmy, what can I get you to eat? I've got nachos, quesadillas, some ham sandwiches.
Oh, no, Uncle Walter. This is one football fan who won't let his lust for game day override his diagnosed case of celiac disease. That's right. I'm afraid wheat is to your nephew what prophylactics are to the great Tom Brady. Taboo. Yes, sir, it'll be carrot sticks, jerky, and celiac-safe root beer for old Timmy.
Hey, Master, can I get one of those smelly waters in the brown bottle? Yeah. Smelly water in the brown bottle, me. I suddenly fear it might be the only thing that could help me get through the agony of this, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Who can't relate to a master that's drunk?